The human history of Isle Royale and its 200 surrounding islands dates back 4,500 years to Aboriginal prehistoric copper mining, with quarries that still exist, to newer things like the four 19th century lighthouses.
Two of which are still in operation. One of those was constructed in 1855, no longer operating, but as I understand it, is the oldest standing lighthouse on Lake Superior.
That's Isle Royale Cultural Resource Manager Seth DePasquale. He says they're looking for comment about public use of old rustic homes, lodges, and fisheries.
Some will be in ruinous conditions, the product of just the years and the general isolation on the island and the harsh winters. Some are in great condition. There's a rich inventory of history and prehistory here on the island. And so can you save everything? That's always a struggle.
DePasquale says the National Park will hold four listening sessions asking for ideas from the public as well as state and tribal governments. That's good news for the nearby Grand Portage tribe on Lake Superior's North Shore. Victoria Rasky is the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer.
This is a great effort. This is the first time that the tribes have been contacted about something like this with the National Park Service of Isle Royale.
Lake Superior Chippewa history traces its roots at Isle Royale to mining and fishing in the 1600s. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.